Rejoice gratefully, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. And when they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, and he said to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, why are you doing this? Say, the Lord has need of it, and will send it back here immediately. And they went away and found a colt tied at the door out in the open street, and they untied it. And those that stood there said to them, what are you doing untying that colt? And they told them what Jesus had said, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus, and they threw their garments on it, and he sat upon it. And many spread their garments on the road, and others spread leafy branches, which they had cut from the fields. And those who went before and those who followed cried out, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that is coming. Hosanna in the highest.
From the book of Mark, chapter 14, verses 12 through 26. And as they were eating, he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them and said, take, this is my body. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I shall not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. From the book of John, chapter 17, verses 1 through 5, and then verse 25 and 26. These words spoke Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee. And these have known that thou hast sent me. I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them.
Wait.
And now from the 15th chapter of Mark. And the soldiers led him away inside the palace, and they called together the whole battalion. And they clothed him in a purple cloak, and plaiting a crown of thorns, they put it on him. And they began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they struck his head with a reed, and they spit upon him, and they knelt down in homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak, and they put his own clothes back on him. And they led him out to crucify him.
From the book of John, chapter 19, 28 through 30. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, and that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, "I thirst." And there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it on a hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost.
now from the 16th chapter of Mark. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, they went to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the door of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone was rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe. And they were amazed. And he said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had come upon them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid.
From the book of Luke, chapter 24, verses 45 through 53, the Ascension. "Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of the Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with the power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands, and he blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him, and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen.
Whosoever believes in him should not perish,